Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my precious audience. We are continuing our topic of folk Muslims. Muslims' soul are not at rest. They feel powerless and they need supernatural power to help them solve their problems which they face in their daily lives. A huge number of Muslims feel helpless and hopeless. They try to take desperate actions to connect with supernatural powers. This phenomena in Muslim community is called folk Islam. Okay? Very important. Okay, now, in John chapter 5, we read that Jesus heals a crippled man at the pool of Bethesda on the Sabbath, sparking controversy. Jesus then defends his actions, asserting his authority and divine nature. So share John 5 with your Muslim friend who is trying to practice folk Islam. Jesus heals a man who has been ill for 38 years at the pool of Bethesda, a place where people believed healing occurred when the water was stirred. The man's physical healing is a powerful demonstration of Jesus' authority and divine power. So you will read how Jesus declared that he is the Son of God, asserting his divine nature and his authority to judge and offer eternal life. He declared the importance of believing in him to receive eternal life. Share all that with your Muslim friend who has a need in his daily life. When you read this passage to Muslims, they will interpret the pool of Bethesda as a power place because they believe in that as folk Muslims. When the water was stirred, it was a power time. So let me give you more idea about folk Muslims. Types of magic: productive, description, seeking blessing and success. Example, visiting a shaman. Shaman is a priest doctor who uses magic to cure the sick, to perceive the hidden, and to control events that affect the welfare of Muslim people. Okay, two type of magic, protective. First one was productive, seeking a blessing or success. Second one is protective, seeking protection from things that make them afraid and sick. Example, using amulets, charms, or potions for protections. Third type of magic is destructive. Description, seeking revenge and ways to hurt their enemies. Example, placing a curse on someone or something. Fourth type of magic, divination. Divination is a practice that seeks to foretell the future through supernatural means. Often involve interpretation of signs or ability to predict what will happen. Divination, type of magic. Description, seeking to learn about the future or things that may be hidden. Example, consulting a fortune teller. Consulting fortune teller. It is obvious that the beliefs and practices of folk Muslims ordinary Muslims contradict many formal aspects of the Islamic faith. Okay, now hundreds of millions of Muslims are folk Muslims, doctrinally Muslim but animistic in practice. Folk Muslims are more concerned with magic, spirits, than they are about Muhammad or what is the Quran said. There is widespread fear of curses among a huge number of Muslims, which are called folk Muslims. Let me give you an example. The people in Tunisia, many of them are afraid that someone will find their fingernails, trimmings, and use those to curse them. In Yemen, they prefer using a person's hair to curse someone. In Jordan, blood blessings is frequent practice. If someone buys a car, for example, they will sacrifice a lamb and place the blood on the bumper of the car for protection from the forces of darkness. When a new house is built, many Muslims sacrifice a lamb and apply its blood to the door frames. Of course, you can use the word of God to help them know about the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed to save us from paying the penalty for our sins. Morocco, people offer blood sacrifices to receive barakah. Barakah means blessings. A love potion in Morocco is used to keep men faithful to their wives. This magical potion is served in tea, and it can include many things. Okay, now, of course, we need to help Muslims understand that the Word of God talked about healing, and God's Word is full of examples of God's love reaching out to us to help us in our everyday needs. So, Muslims believe God gave barakah, blessing, to humankind, but they seek individuals that possess the power of barakah, which is manifested in their ability to affect spiritual outcomes. Barakah, blessings, and its opposite force, curses, are often associated with places, things, words, etc. Muslims believe in Satan, big times. Now, I remember 2 Corinthians chapter 12, we read, "The signs of a true apostle were performed among you with all perseverance by signs and wonders and miracles." Verse 12. So Paul's ministry was characterized by the supernatural and characterized by all perseverance. I mention that because people who came out of folk Islam were immersed in spirit powers, charms, and amulets, we cannot simply ask them to repent in a general way and believe that this is sufficient. Well, it may be sufficient, it may not. In the Middle East, I know that exorcism was a part of baptismal preparation. Actually, that happens also in the early church. The baptism ceremony began with a prayer of renunciation prior to the actual baptism. Everyone being baptized made a public renunciation of any type of magic. They publicly declared, "I renounce every act of seeking power for myself through magic, charms, or amulets of any kind." To be continued in a moment. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend,
to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is one, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and two, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
We are continuing the topic of folk Muslims. So, folk Muslims are those Muslims who are afraid of what will happen to them in the future. They have problems and they feel helpless and hopeless, and they try to take desperate actions to connect with supernatural powers to help them. This phenomenon in Muslim community is called folk Islam. So let me give you an example. For a couple of years, Samir has been experiencing disturbing nightmares. He has been told that the jinn, evil spirit, causing him these nightmares. He hasn't been sleeping well and started to have difficult time during the day. He was not doing a good job as a taxi driver. After visiting a practitioner, Samir now wears a white thread around his wrist and an amulet attached to his pillow at night. I already gave you last program many examples, but let me conclude by saying Fatma, Anisa, Zainab, Samir, all these examples I give you, and many other individuals whom I mentioned to you, represent Muslims around the world. They believe in supernatural powers, persons of power, objects of power, power places, power times, and the power rituals. Though these individuals may have vastly different ethnic and social backgrounds, they all have something in common. When faced with difficult situations, they all recognize their need for supernatural power, and they look for someone perceived to be in touch with the spirit world. Okay? All right. We need to learn how to present the gospel effectively to folk Muslims. We can help Aisha, who is afraid of the evil eye, to hurt her. Evil eye is somebody jealous at her or her newborn son or her car or whatever. The gospel assures us that God protects his children. Psalm 27, for example, the Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. Perhaps you have a Muslim friend whose life is filled with difficult circumstances and worried about his life now and what will happen to him in the future. Well, we read Jeremiah chapter 29, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Other Muslims are confused. They don't find the meaningful purpose for their lives. Jesus said, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance, John 10, verse 10. So you share all these word of God with him. Others are afraid of evil spirits. Tell them the story of Jesus having power over evil spirits. Mark 5, Jesus displays his power over evil spirits by healing a man possessed by many evil spirits. Others feel very weak and vulnerable. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, we read, God's grace is enough for us, and his power is most clearly demonstrated when we are weak and reliant on him. So understanding folk Muslims and sharing the word of God effectively with them is very important. Share with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Matthew 19, some folk Muslims are losing hope. They are in despair. Tell them, with God, all things are possible. You can also share Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So share the word of God with folk Muslims. The Quran gives Jesus the unique title Al-Masih, Al-Messiah, the Christ, without explaining his significance as the anointed one. Share with your Muslim friends Acts 10, verse 38. Okay, now Jesus said that he is the living water. Water gives life, and Jesus gives spiritual nourishment, refreshment. Jesus quenches our spiritual thirst. Through Jesus, Muslims can find stability, comfort, peace, support, strength in an uncertain and unstable, dangerous and hostile world. Of course, you will mention that Jesus gives eternal life. John 4, Muslims are seeking a mediator, someone who is in touch with power. Let us tell them how powerfully God can change their lives through Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit working in our lives, share with them. This is the real blessing, the real barakah God wants to give them. Share with them the Holy Spirit is actively present, working in our lives, changing our lives, teaching us, transforming us. You know, share all these wonderful things with Muslims, your folk Muslim friend. what we read in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9. After Jesus came down the mountain, a large crowd met Jesus. A man in the crowd called out to him, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son, my only child. An evil spirit keeps seizing him, making him scream. It throws him into convulsions so that he foams at the mouth. It batters him and hardly ever leaves him alone. I begged your disciples to cast out the spirit, but they couldn't do it." Jesus asked him, "Bring your son here." Jesus rebuked the evil spirit and healed the boy. Then he gave him back to his father. Awe gripped the people as they saw this majestic display of God's power. Share with your Muslim friend, according to the word of God, Colossians chapter 2, Jesus disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. This shows us Jesus' triumph over the powers of darkness through his death and resurrection. Jesus won the battle against Satan and his forces of evil, against all spiritual authorities that oppose God's will and that tries to hurt people. Share the word of God with your Muslim friends.
I have a coworker who's a Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, "God Loves You, My Muslim Friend." Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on "God Loves You, My Muslim Friend."
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. My precious audience, I would love to come to your church to motivate your fellowship further to love all people and love their enemies and equip them to share Jesus effectively with all people, including Muslims. You can call me at 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.